Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for the time that you're taking to listen to our show. Amen. Welcome to another Wednesday, another beautiful Wednesday service that we're going to take care of one day show. It's hard to call these things services because we're just talking and everything. So I hope that you're enjoying it. I hope that you can take the time during your work day, wherever you're at. You may be at a cubicle. You may be at home. You may be, hopefully, not on the road getting the internet doing this because you may end up wrecking or something. But I'm turning on the other computer so we can get our chat tingle going. But how is your day going so far, my friends? I tell you, mine is doing pretty good. My leg's feeling better. I have one more appointment tomorrow. And I think it should be clear to be running around free and crazy, but I will be taking it very easy for the next 5 to 6 weeks and probably not be able to run for that long, and just probably jump into the pool, do some swimming, and a couple more weeks do some cycling and rehab this leg. Played enough sports where I know how to go ahead and rehab my own leg, but at the same time, I'm going to be cautious. Even when I start running, you're going to start running on the treadmill and get it strong on that first before I go back outside and mess it up. But, hey, that's one thing that I was trying to cover yesterday on yesterday's show that we did not get to. And there's a little bit of material that we're going to cover on that today. And that's going to be basically what I think that we're trying to take care of. Yesterday, we're going to try and get some things. We talked about some good articles yesterday. We got a couple of more, actually one or two more articles that we didn't get to. And we're going to get that going in a little bit. But I want to remind y'all that Revelation Ministries, Rev Media Network, and all my other websites and businesses are going to be putting together a competition, or joining a competition on the 168 Film Project in Glendale, California. We're going to be doing it remotely here in Houston, Texas, Kingwood, Texas area. And we're going to be making a movie. It's a 5-minute movie made in 168 hours. They basically give us a scripture and we make a movie out of it. So I am looking for actors, actresses, or those that can actually handle a camera and some editing. I'm going to lean on a couple of people I know on the editing part and on the camera part. So I may have that. I need more talent. I'm looking at about 20 to 30 people that we can work with. We don't not know what the scripture is. And basically, you get the scripture, and the next day, you have to write and submit your scripts and start shooting your project. So from writing to editing, it's 168 hours, which I think roughly that's, 168 hours divided by 24. I think that's 4 days or 3 days. Well, 4 days. I think it's 5 days. It's a week, I think. 168 divided into, 24 hours? Yeah, 7 days. So you got 7 days, which can be possible. Give yourself 2 days for post, 2 days, a day to write it, 3-4 days to shoot it, post, and follow up. Yep. It could be done. But we're going to join that thing. Reason being is a current contestant that went through it and didn't place high in the rankings was able to win another festival. In Nashville, they won a $100,000 film festival over there. Now, this one doesn't have any of the prizes near that, but it's good because it brings all the Christian actors, Christian producers, Christian entertainers, and that's what we're trying to build on GotChristianTalent.com. And we're introducing a few more things on that. It's the next phase of the ministry. So we're just trying to get that going and trying to make things happen on that thing. So just wanted to announce that to you, that y'all can go ahead and hopefully be a part of it. If you know anyone that is wanting to get into the movie business or has an idea on what's going on out there and wants to be a part and help write with a script and stuff, it's fun. I'll tell you, it's really fun we put something together with just some family members a couple of years ago, and we did okay. But now it's like we're going to be able to actually do something a little bit better. We got a little bit more help out there with the cameras and stuff and with the editing, so we'll be able to get it going, and hopefully y'all can be part of that. Anyway, our address is Rev Ministries, Revelation Ministries, however you want to write it, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. That's P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And our email address is therev at medwatchwiththerev, or David at Rev Media Network. David at Rev Media Network. So if you want to write me, you can do either of those options and get a hold of us and let us know what's going on in your life. Let you know that we do have people listening from other cities and other countries. We continue to get letters and prayer requests, and that's a blessing. I believe that this last month we've seen a lot of hit on the Netherlands, in Germany, and in Russia. Russia Federation is actually the second highest listener this month. The area out there. So those in Russians, thank you. Those in Russia, appreciate you listening, getting the gospel out there. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to know that the talent that we have on this station is being heard all over the world. It's a talent. It's a talent that people are getting out there and doing something. And it's not too hard to host a show. You just got to be able to talk a lot and be entertaining, but also you just have to love God and try and get something going. So I know those that want to have a show, and I know I can see how many people have hit certain pages on our website. And the one thing I could say, I guess, is that a lot of people have hit the page that said how to host a show. They have hit that. So there are people out there that are looking at it, thinking about it, wondering about it. Let me encourage you that we need women talent on the air. So far, everyone we have on here is men, and we need women talent. So I have three women out there that I know that are listening that I have in mind to start a program. But we got to push them forward and say, hey, it's okay. You can jump on. Even though you have no media experience, we can teach you. We can help you. Pastor Charles says really well. Dana's been doing this for almost 13, 14 years. I've been doing this on the midwatch for about 5 or 6, but I've always been in media since I was about 16, 17 years old. So 20, 21 years. And I love it. And it's different ways to do things. We're going to be doing some exciting shows coming up. But I want you to write this down. If you can get a pen out, I want you to write this down. You're going to write this email address, David@RevMinistries.com. David@RevMinistries.com. And the reason I'm asking you to write this down, because I want you to start telling me your testimonies of healing, telling me your testimonies of what you're going through and what you're struggling with through faith, whether it's finances and or whether it's just your heartache. And we're gonna start recording some of this information, and we're gonna be putting this on tape. On digital tape, but we're going to make a digital series, and it's going to be called Survivors of Faith. I mentioned that yesterday, but today I want to reiterate it, that if we can get you to tell us your testimony, we're going to take and we're going to make good stories, compelling stories, and we're going to be able to record some of this. And those that are in other cities and other countries, we're going to do it on the web, and we're going to be able to record our conversation. And it's going to require a webcam and working out and getting some stuff get together, but we're going to be able to record it. And I'm going to want to see some good things happen with that. We're going to believe people that read your testimony, people that see your testimony online, are going to be healed. Even though you're still struggling, it doesn't matter. If you're believing in faith that you're being healed, then God is going to do it. We're going to see some good things happen in your life. But it requires an action. And I know a lot of people say, why do I get this sickness? Why am I hurt? Why am I in pain? I know I shared last week that when I messed up my ankle, one of the guys at work mentioned and said, well, why would God do that to you? And I'm like looking at him like he's crazy, and said, God didn't do this to me. I did. I was not watching where I was running, and I should have been more aware. that there was something on the floor that could twist my ankle. The sun rises on the just and the unjust. The rain falls on them as well. So you need to understand that things are going to be out there, but that doesn't mean that you cannot take what you have in health and what you have in finances that you're suffering through or hurting through or struggling through. It does not mean you cannot take that for and show the glory of God in your recovery and in your healing and in your walk. Sometimes the testimony is not the complete healing, but the testimony is how you walked through it and how you believed through it. Remember what we right now are believing in faith. You cannot lose by believing in faith. It's not possession. It's not material. It's not anything to do with the economy. It is complete faith. Faith in God. If you're believing in faith, then you're surviving by faith. And that's what the website's called, SurvivorsByFaith.com. That is going to be airing on Thursday nights this fall. We're starting to work that out and starting to get testimonies. So I really need your testimonies. And remember, write me at David@RevMinistries.com for right now. Once the website's up, then I'll give you that address that you can look at everything that we have on there. And Midwatch with the Rev is getting set up right now. We're just waiting for the publishing account to be finalized, and we'll have that site moved up and over. But I want to encourage you. I want to tell you this, my friends, that no matter what, you got to do something for God. Amen? You have to do something for God. You have to move yourself from your comfort zone and move out and take some risk for the Lord. I run into a lot of people that are good budgeters, a lot of people that are good administrators, good accountants, and those are the ones that are it's hardest to get them to move out in faith on trying to step out and evangelizing. And I'm not saying that accountants and administrators can't, but they deal with a lot with logic, they deal a lot with process, they deal a lot with accumulation, and they deal a lot with risk. And reward type mentality. So when you see that, it's something that you have to build faith in, and you have to make them realize that sometimes the numbers aren't going to show you the results, and sometimes you do invest in something and you don't see a return because the return is internal. So there's a lot that we can say, a lot that we can believe in, and a lot that we can chat about on this. Now Chat Tango is on, so if you are listening and want to chat with me right here live, you can log in. I'm on right now, and anyone in there can say hello and tell me how they're doing and what they want to talk about and how things are happening in their life. Another thing, on another note, I got my certification already. For certified belief therapist. I'm certified as a belief therapist, and I'll be able to counsel. And I mean, I was counseling before, but I figured it'd be good to tie myself to a good organization and get some more skills and learning from a good spiritual belief therapist, belief therapy type place. And I found one, and I really think that since I've been reading those books and understanding those things, that you're going to be blessed. Those that are listening, you will be blessed, but I'm going to be blessed. I discovered a lot of things in myself that needed to be adjusted. I discovered a lot of things in my own family that needed to be adjusted. And who else to be guinea pigs but your family? Who else? Who else that you can do? I have a whole side of family on my brother and sisters. I have a whole side of family on my sister-in-laws, cousins and everything. So I'll have enough counseling platform there to get things going. And I want to just tell you right now that we're doing a lot of things. Well, I had an interesting meeting yesterday. I remember I told you I had a meeting in the afternoon at the church. I talked to what's called Son of Thunder Presents. You are not your own CD. And later on the next, I gotta take out a couple of MP3s off of this thing and off these tracks and I'm going to play some of this for you, but it's but not today. Maybe on Friday we'll play some of the CD. And it's Christian rap, I believe, but they're real two good young men. Stephen and Sean. They seem very, very excited about their ministry, and they're going to be coming along to our church, Metro Church, and prayingly, they're going to do a concert in the next couple of months, maybe 3 months from now. And when they do, they're going to be coming on board our church services as hopefully we get them as youth pastors eventually. If not, they're just going to be sharing with our youth until we can get a good youth pastor to work alongside them. So keep them in prayer. It's called Yano. You are not your own. And this from the Sons of Thunders. And Son of Thunder. And they are going to be their preachers and their rap artists. So that's always a good thing to drive the kids in. And looks like they're bodybuilders as well. On the back of their CD. Dudes in camis and a muscle t-shirt. So pretty cool. They seem real nice. Good young men. Real humble. That's what you want in preachers and ministers and artists, is the humility and humbleness. And they got that. And talking about leadership today a little bit. This is our Leadership Wednesday, but I forgot to confirm with Pastor Salazar if he was in call-in. So if he calls in, we'll go switch gears and go into leadership. But we'll just continue with what we're doing now. So, Sons of Thunder. They'll be interesting. Probably going to get them to work on do a rap for our movie that we're going to make. But the raps are 4 minutes long. Most of them look like on the back of the CD. So we're going to have to get them to do a short rap. Maybe do some lyrics for it and work with them real quick. But they're really good young men. And that's what I'm talking about. People anywhere can stand up and work for God. They can. It's just got to be a desire in your heart that you want to see things happen. A desire in your heart that you want to see people touched and reached for God. So I encourage you today. I encourage you today that you make yourself available for God. Be able to be used. And the first thing I asked these two young men, and it was important, there's nothing wrong, I asked what church they go to. I asked who their pastor was. And to mention a subject, which we'll share about that another time. But that's the first thing you're going to be asking anywhere you go. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged that no matter how old you are, that if you haven't found a mentor and a leader in your life, that it's time to find someone. And you see, you know what? You see, while we're on talking a little bit about leadership, I went to this, and I shared this about maybe a month or two ago, and I went to this, was it a call, like the leadership seminar, and I shared with you that this guy was just like one of the most influential leadership speakers, and I can tell where this is all going, the pitch at the end, the money pitch at the end to buy it into their program. And it's always like that when in some of these things. And it was sad. That was sad. That was a sad part of the whole thing. But it was for a mortgage broker, some real estate agents. They're trying to mentor us and trying to build us in our sales force. So I forget which one of the banks decided to go ahead and underwrite it. And they paid for this speaker to come in. And we went over there and he was pretty good. I was so supercharged through about half of the conference, and how he was motivated and how he found a mentor and how this mentor encouraged him and asked him how much he wanted to make in life and worked with him and decided that he was going to be with him every day, coaching him to get through life, making sure he was working out, making sure he was making sales calls and just get him behind him and pushing him forward. And it was pretty neat. And then I think that their whole group, this was the premises, and they just gave us a taste of it. And then, of course, to listen to the full thing, they're coming back another week, another month later, and you had to prepay it like $500-$600 to go to a conference, which I got what I needed when I looked at that. And I was like, you know what? That's good. But one thing I took from there was that he did say something very valid, and that was everybody needed a leader. Everybody needed a mentor. I'm sorry. Everyone needed a mentor. And that mentors were in place to give you goals. And you think about it. No other time have we ever heard all over the internet, the news, entertainment, for anything called, now they're called life coaches. The same thing as a mentor, a life coach. And they're called mentors and life coach. I think that's what he was talking about. Well, they called them life coaches. In other words, that they're going to help organize your life. And they charge. It was a service, a company service that they had and stuff. And that was fine. I was like, you know, some people need that. I got God and I got Jesus. But the thing is also that, you know, I have my pastor that I bounce things off of. And just making sure that, you know, I have my pastor that I go bounce things off. But I think that everybody needs someone that's a leader in leadership. I think everybody has to have someone that could touch their lives. I think no other time before have I ever seen that. No other time before. So I want you to be encouraged that, you know, it's just not a man thing. It's just not a thing that God is saying that we have. But even the words notice that people will lack if they don't have someone around them. And we're going to see Mike Salazar just confirming with me right now. And we're going to talk to him in just a minute. So he'll be calling in a minute. We'll be answering that. And let me set up the call-in speakers that come in. But that's what's been happening. That's what's been happening out here in society. And we're going to see that. We're going to ask Mike about that when he calls. But life, people have noticed that in life, you need someone around you that's going to coach you and move you. Just like an athlete needs a coach to get them to the finals or to get them to their win, that knows how to rehabilitate them, knows how to make sure that their mind's focused, gives them the right designs, gives them the right plays. Hello?
Hey, David, how you doing?
Hey, Pastor Mike, how are you, sir?
Oh, doing good today, doing good.
Hey, man, you got perfect timing. Awesome. I was just talking about that you're going to probably be calling in right before you text me. So,
great.
Hey, but what I was covering, Pastor Mike, just to give you an update, we're talking about, I was just talking about a seminar that I went to about maybe at least half a year ago, but I shared about it on the radio. And it was funny that the only thing that I thought it was a nice motivational type seminar, and you see those a lot nowadays. You see companies paying out of the, you know, just paying out everywhere just to get people to come in and motivate their sales force, to motivate their people, trying to give them that edge. But then the thing that I took back from it is they all recommended that they, of course, there was a sales thing at the end, like most of these things, and they all wanted people to sign up for a life coach. And that's the same thing as you translate as a mentor, correct?
Right.
And it's amazing that even in the secular world that they notice that people aren't going to meet their goals unless they have a mentor in their life.
Right.
So, I was just looking at it and telling them that I know that you probably have some good things to say on that. And that, and I was like, well, Pastor Mike's probably going to call in, so we'll ask him when he calls about that. But it's true that even you're not going to reach goals unless someone's there pushing you, because we're naturally just going to just sit back sometimes.
Right. You know, David, I can't begin to emphasize the importance of having someone in your life that that you can sit under and learn from. You know, we see this even in when students graduate from high school and they go to college. you know, each and every one of them are sitting under a teacher, someone who has gone ahead of them and whose life skills and life knowledge are far beyond theirs, you know. So learning, to me, learning is always a key to leadership. And anytime I see a pastor or a leader or any type of staff minister stop learning, they'll stop growing, and therefore their ministry will come to a halt. So I think that's what a life coach, a mentor, what they have to offer. They offer a number of things. You know, they offer wisdom. You know, we see this, you know, with the Apostle Paul and Timothy. You know, we see this with Moses and Joshua, Elijah, Elisha, even Jesus Christ himself with the 12 disciples. You know, there was there was an important element of understanding that everybody at some point, you know, I always recommend that, you know, when I get into a group of leaders, I try to recommend that, you know, they get some form of mentoring going on, somewhere they can go and sit under, whether it's amongst their pastor or whether they go to a conference like what you mentioned. You know, there are a number of ways to be mentored today. And I think that some of those ways, you know, are critically important. They're valuable, each and every one of those ways. But I would say the most important is one-on-one. When you do have a man or woman who you can look to that is definitely gone ahead of you in the race, and they've been around the block a few times.
Yes, amen.
You know, per se. So it's, you know, these are all important. Believe it will save you time, money, effort. I mean, it'll save you so many different valuable lessons. You know, I think it's very, very important that we, you know, even as a student, that we make the time to make contact with our mentors, and we're the ones that pursue the relationship. Because a lot of times, you know, you hear students today, you know, they cry and they murmur and they complain. Well, they don't want to spend no time. Well, how do you know that? You know, you don't know that unless you call, you know. And I think that's where, you know, the enemy, he gets his foothold into our lives, and he starts having us to feel sorry for ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, we've got to get past even our own mental way of thinking. And, you know, but, I, you know, even for myself, you know, my spiritual father is Doug Stringer. He's the founder of Somebody Cares America and Turning Point Ministry International. And he's been a huge blessing in my life. He inspires me. He challenges me. You know, I always tell him, hey, man, if I just get around you just long enough, you know, I know that, you know, the way I think will be challenged to grow, to mature. And so it's a real blessing, you know. Plus, you know, I also, you know, I also pick up other materials or visit other conferences and stuff. But I would say, you know, with myself, I have one true mentor in my life, and he's been a real blessing. So it's valuable. It's very valuable, David.
Well, I know that when I was out the other day, I had a meeting with some guys, some young men that they're called Sons of Thunder. And first thing I asked them, and that's something that every pastor is going to ask, and you can agree with me if you'd like, Pastor, but that is, who is your daddy? That's what I basically asked them that. And they didn't have an answer directly. And I said, well, that's going to have to change if you're going to work with us in doing ministry. And that's something that I have learned that, you know, we talked about it before, Lone Ranger Need a Tunnel, and it's the thing is you can't be alone, because there's a lot of things out there that you can be pulled into if you're not careful. And your spiritual father, your mentor, your life coach, whatever you want to phrase them at, they're there to take care of you.
Well, yes, I mean there's no doubt about that. You know, there's been a few times I've bounced some things futuristically off of my spiritual father about, you know, I've called him and said, man, what do you think about this, or what do you think about that? Because I know you've, like I said, you've been around the block, you've been around ministry longer than I have, and you've seen a lot of different things. And plus, I know he's constantly involved with a number of hundreds of thousands of leaders every year. Last year, he spoke to over 250,000 pastors alone, you know, throughout the year. So I know he has a lot to offer, you know, and the thing that I believe that today is, you know, it is important that, you know, that's one of the first questions. I think I shared this in one of the other broadcasts, that it's just like when David slayed Goliath, that was the first question out of Abner's mouth. He's like, well, who's his father? And he asked the right question, because David had to learn those warrior skills from somebody or from somewhere. You know, so, I mean, that's one thing I believe, that not only does a spiritual father deposit spiritual wisdom, but I also believe he can deposit a spiritual identity to who you are. And so I think it's very, very important today. I mean, I know my son and my daughter, they will both mimic, you know, certain behavior traits I have. They'll mimic certain attitudes I may have, and they're getting it from their father, you know. Same thing with my spiritual father. You know, he is very strong in compassion, humanitarian efforts, and leadership development. And I noticed that a lot of his strengths are my strengths. And it's kind of scary in a way, because some of the people that I've actually spoken to have said, man, you remind me a lot of Doug Stringer. You know, you say a lot of things, and I don't intentionally try and say those things. It's just that I've been around him long enough to kind of talk like he talks. But you know, it's kind of funny, but there's a lot of good things in that. So, but anyways, it's very you know, it's very, very important. That's a critical question I think all pastors should be asked. You know, is do you have a spiritual father? You know, that's a critical question I think all leaders should be confronted with. You know, do you have some form of mentor, life coach? And I would even encourage, if you're a board of elders, or you know, if you're some form of leadership team, I don't think that's rebellion. I think that's protection on your part if you ask your pastor, you know, do you have some form of spiritual father in your life?
Absolutely.
You know, I don't think that's you trying to take control. I just think it just means you're trying to also look out for his benefit. You know, because I think that's the problem today. So many pastors falling into morality, falling into financial corruption, falling into false theology, you know, they don't have someone that can, per se, pull their chain around their neck if they start getting crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's why we have so much corruption today in the body of Christ. You know, we don't have that life coach. We don't have that spiritual father there. You know, I know that when I grew up in my dad's house, you know, there were certain rules my dad had. He had certain chores for me to do also.
Yeah.
You know, there was a certain flow of the way things, there was an order to the way things went, and, so, you know, I think that today that's going to help tremendously, help pastors and leaders grow and mature, and their churches, you know, be healthy and strong. So, you know, plus I think it's important that if, you know, you're a pastor listening today on the Rev Media Network, I encourage you to find a spiritual father. Go on a journey. Ask God to bring you a mentor, to bring you a spiritual leader, a spiritual father into your life, and God will. You know, God will bring you one. I absolutely believe that if you start really praying about it. And when he comes, you know, I'm praying that, you know, that you'll be able to discern that, that that's the man that I need to be looking to help me.
Amen. Now, Pastor, now you don't have to name names or churches or whatever, but I'm just going to ask you a general question. And
sure.
And I already know the answer, because I know you already, so I got the advantage there. But you know dozens and even hundreds of churches, correct? I mean,
yes.
And you know churches that are within your, I would say, like a network, or you're within your realm of influence of people that you mentor and stuff. Now, how many churches do you know that don't have, and you don't have to give us numbers, but you do know churches that don't set up a mentorship, or don't have spiritual fathers? You could probably say that they're probably a success in a way, but they're not as successful as they would with the leadership.
Oh yeah, you know, David, that is, I think that one question will take us to the end of today's session. You know, I believe that a few things. I mean, dude, right away in my heart, there's a lot of things that just, you know, that are just going off. But I want to be sensitive to what I'm saying. I'd probably say, if you asked the common pastor today, do you have a spiritual father in your life? I'd probably say 80% of them would say yes, but I'll tell you why they would say yes, because they don't really understand what a spiritual father is. What they have is a relationship with someone, and that relationship they have with someone is normally their best friend, or someone that will agree with them in everything they're doing. And that's where I would say today there's the big difference, because I don't think it's so much that we need more relationships as much as you need a spiritual father in your life, you know, because I think sometimes, you know, friends, you know, most of the time, they don't have the guts to tell you when you're doing wrong.
That's true.
Now, they may play with it, they may toy around, drop a few hints, but they'll never be direct. Now, a father, he'll, you know, if he's truly a father, he'll be in your grill.
Yes, he will.
You know, I mean, he will break the belt out, and he will, you know, make sure loud and clear that, you know, what you're doing is wrong, you know. But I would say the other part of that question is that today when I look at the body of Christ, I mean, let me tell you, David, I think that number is within the 80 to 90% without a spiritual father. And the reason why I can say that, because the Bible says that. He says you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, but you have very few fathers. And I believe that today that we do. The spiritual fathering realm is something that is needed greatly. It is something that will have to be told and prayed over. There will have to be a number of things that will have to be dealt with in that area to be able to restore that pillar back, you know, to the forefront of the church. So, you know, I think it's very, very crucial. But, you know, I think it's so, so important that we are able to go back to our foundations, you know, to what God wants and to what he is wanting to bring to pass in that area, David.
Yeah, I was sharing with the audience that a life coach, you can almost look at him like a coach for a football team in a way. He knows how to get you where you got to go. He can see the potential in you. He can tell you the things that are going to make you win. And a lot of times we don't go farther because we don't have that person behind us to encourage us, because that's what a coach is. All the coach is really doing is encouraging and trying to help you make the right decisions, the right play to win the game.
Right.
And I think that a lot of people out there are missing something when they don't have that. And I really feel that a lot of churches that may even be listening right now don't realize the benefit of it. I can see the benefit in when I meet with you and when I see what's happening and watching what's happening on your Twitter and on the Facebook and stuff. And I can see a positive reinforcement behind you every time you're out there. There's someone that you're imparting wisdom to or someone imparting back to you. And that's the flow that you want. You just don't want to be alone praying and just reading your word and getting your sermons together. That's not what ministry is all about only. There's got to be a fellowship. There's got to be, okay, iron sharpeneth iron. Let's build each other up. Let's make it. Right. There has to be a constant flow of you giving and receiving. I mean, you can't just be alone. You can't be. And I see a lot of people out there doing that.
Alone. Right. And I think you hit it right on the head. I do see a ton of leaders that are just out in the field by themselves, not really connected properly to a spiritual father, you know, and that concerns me, because when I talk to guys and I say, well, really, who is mentoring you? And they don't even know what to say or understand what you're saying. I shudder. I do. I shudder in my bones, because it just, I know that being alone sometimes is not a very good thing. I mean, look, even Adam was alone, and God said, this is not good.
Yeah.
You know, he said, you need a helpmate, you know, and that's where I think today that we have to, you know, get back to understanding that God never meant for us to work alone. And I believe today there are pastors listening, because there are things God just keeps popping up in my spirit to speak directly to pastors about, is that, you know, I think sometimes pastors get hurt by another spiritual father, and they think that, you know, I'll never find another spiritual father, and you know, and trust becomes an issue. Well, I don't know how much I can trust it. You know, I don't know how much I can, you know, do I feel like I can let my walls down, let my hair down, you know? And that's, you know, that's just a part of the kingdom. That's the nature of the kingdom of God. You have to trust somebody in life. You know, you're going to have to eventually. Yes, we are human. We have emotions. Yes, we do get hurt at times. But, you know, and along that same line, you know, I would say that, yes, we do need to, you know, get back to trusting people and praying that God will set us in the right place at the right time with the right people. So,
yes.
You know, that's my prayer. You know, I look at our church, David, and I see that there are a lot of great spiritual sons, a lot of great spiritual daughters that have been raised in our ministry. And God knows my heart. I'm not there just to keep them in the church. I tell them, man, hey, y'all need to get a ministry going. I want to release you into doing what you're doing there, whether it's in the house or it's outside the church. You know, I think that's the true mark of a true spiritual father, is that they're empowering their sons for greater works.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So, you know, I don't want to either suffocate them. You know, it's just like with my son and my daughter, one day I know they'll want to move out of my house, you know. And, you know, and they're going to want to get a job. They're going to want to do certain things, and I have to be comfortable with letting them do that.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yep. And a spiritual father will never be threatened when it's your time to be moved into ministry. They're only going to be encouraging you.
And that's a big amen.
Because a lot of people feel like, oh, well, they're not going to be able to. You can coexist, and God can and make things happen for you. And the thing is, your spiritual father is going to be there for confirmation, affirmation, all that. I'm not saying that you're not going to be successful out there without one, but it's going to make things a lot easier. It's going to make the transition to do ministry and do what you got to do. It will be done easier when you have someone behind you encouraging you and praying for you rather than just being out there by yourself. Because I see that a lot. I see people just start up ministries and they're running and running. And it's like they treat everybody as outsiders that come and try and help them. And it shouldn't be like that. We're all part of the same walk. You know?
You know? Yes. I agree with that 100%. A true spiritual father, he will bring, as my spiritual father says, Doug Steering, he says, there'll always be affirmation, acceptance, and approval. He calls it the triple A. You have the three A's working. You know, even God the Father, when his son was baptized, Jesus Christ, the first thing that came out of heaven was, this is my son in whom I am well pleased with. So I think these are some things that, you know, we all look at. And you know, again, you know, let it be known, you know, today, even to, if you're a on staff or if you're a staff pastor or you may be a spiritual son or a spiritual daughter listening, and you may feel like, man, why did my dad discipline me? Why did he get on to me? Why did he correct me? You know, and I think sometimes in the realm of spiritual sons and daughters, we want to be spoiled brats. Yeah. You know, a true spiritual father, besides affirmation, approval, and acceptance, he will bring correction and direction, you know, and even protection. You know, these three words are very key, that we will see the, you know, Hebrews 12 experience take place, that he will help bring discipline to his sons and daughters. And I think a lot of times I see sons and daughters, they get disciplined by the spiritual father and they run. They're like, oh, no, I can't stay here. I can't do this. You know, I refuse to do this. This man is being rough. But the reality of that is, think about it. You know, I think about this when I was growing up. It is true. You know, my dad disciplined me. You know, so did my mom. You know, but I thank God for that, because I knew that, you know, that, you know, some of that disciplining was bringing maturity to me and even responsibility. And I think that sometimes when a pastor will get after one of his sons or one of his staff members, we take it to the heart personally. You know, I always say, if there's no pain, there can be no gain.
That's true.
There can be no maturity. There can be no growth. You know, and God uses, I mean, just like you've been saying the last few weeks, Dave, it's been coming out of your mouth, you know, iron sharpens iron. You know, and God will use another man. You know, there's no doubt about it. You know, God will send a man to help grow you up in the kingdom of God. He will send a man to grow you up. He'll send a spiritual father to mature you. My prayer is that the sons and daughters will stick around long enough to be able to receive everything from that spiritual father. Because I've seen it, David, and it's very heart-wrenching when you see spiritual daughters and spiritual sons that leave before the time of training is up.
Yeah.
You know, they'll leave before the mantle falls on them, you know. And then I see them, you know, I see them years and years down the road, and I see them hurting or, you know, never really complete, you know, and it just is real bothersome. So, you know, praise God, you know, but I do believe that, you know, today's, you know, broadcast is definitely speaking to someone today.
Yeah, you think about it, and you know that the pastor's got to realize this, and you may be put out a good message, pastors, when you're out there and you're preaching, and you may be living a good life in front of you, but if you're not teaching mentorship, if you're not teaching accountability, it doesn't matter how many people get saved. It doesn't matter how many people get healed. Your sheep are carbon copy of your teaching, and if you are not teaching mentorship and you're not teaching the accountability part of this, you're releasing an entire generation that is missing a major step, and there's going to be a flaw in their hearts, and they need that. They need that.
Right. That's right, David. You know, you hit something right on the head. Our people, as a pastor, our sheep that are involved with the shepherd, they are a carbon copy of who that pastor is or who that spiritual father is. You know, my dad has a saying. He says, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, son. You know, and I believe that, you know, we are a byproduct of the seed of that tree. And there's no doubt about that, you know, I think that's why when David slew his first giant, Goliath, we see that later on in 1st and 2nd Chronicles, you see the men, his army commanders were slaying giants as well, you know. And we can only reproduce after who we are. So, you know, I think there's a lot of value in this simple teaching, is that we are, as a spiritual father, as a spiritual mentor, life coach, that we are taking the time throughout our week to, you know, we may not sit down with crowds of people, but even if you sit down with one person and you're able to pour some wisdom, some revelation, some knowledge into that person, I mean, it will go a long ways. Trust me, it will, you know, and God will begin to utilize that in those people's lives. So I think it's very important that does happen, David. I do agree with you on that point.
Amen. And we like to challenge the pastors. We're not saying anything that's not in the Bible. We are speaking truth. And Pastor, do you know some parts of the Word of God that these pastors can go and read stories about mentorship in there?
Sure. You know, I think there's a lot of different there's a lot of different scriptures, a lot of different stories. I mean, a good story to look at is the story of Elijah and Elisha, you know, how he followed Elijah. Another story in the Bible is very simple. You see the life of Joshua with Moses, how Joshua served. And, you know, in the end, we see how Joshua received Moses' mantle when Moses laid his hands on him and the spirit of wisdom was transferred over in the book of Deuteronomy. There's so many different great examples of that. You know, all over the scriptures that do teach that. You know, you see that with the, you know, I'd say study the life of the Apostle Paul, you know, as he mentored Silvanus, Timothy, Silas. You know, we just see on and on. His life was living, breathing development. It was living and breathing spiritual sonship. You know, I think more than anything, there's a pattern to life. There's a pattern to church. There's a pattern to the kingdom of God. And that pattern is having spiritual fathers and spiritual sons come in alignment. And I think this is very key today that we're able to see that come to pass. You know, especially it's biblical. Just like you said, if it's in the Bible, it works.
Amen. Amen. I think a lot of pastors are out there that are listening need to just understand that we're not trying to say you're doing things wrong. Again, we reiterate that. We're just saying that there's something about mentoring and leadership that you got to be able to enforce, and that wouldn't you rather, pastors out there, wouldn't y'all rather have a church full of people that would do anything for God and for you and with their heart, and not just because they have to, because they love you, rather than just having church members in just a pew? I mean, I think the proof is right there that the people that are your spiritual sons and daughters are your daughters and your sons, and they'll do anything for the Lord for you, and that's what you want. You want people out there doing the work of God. Amen.
Right.
Well, I know that we have one thing I wanted to share was Pastor Mike did a service. He buried my cousin, his daughter, in the Lord, and if anyone can see the fruit of a good father, everybody in that service seen that, and that, and Pastor just want to just applaud you and say, you know, you did an awesome job being a father to her in the Lord, because I tell you what, when you see the impact, I think that's the word that would, if we had a word of the day, that would be the word impact. There was an impact on earth because of that young woman. And that woman was an impact because she submitted and was under the authority of a man of God that loved her like a daughter. And if you want to share on that, Pastor, you can.
Yes, you know, I think that for us to understand, you know, even with the burial of my spiritual daughter, you know, we saw the fruit of it at the funeral. We saw the fruit of it. Her touch hundreds of lives, literally thousands of lives. And that's my prayer for not just for her, but it was also, and it continues to remain, that we would raise up sons and daughters that are history makers. They're world changers. They're movers and shakers. They're people that that are just not here today, and the next thing you know, they're gone with no purpose and no destiny in their lives. But I truly believe that when the people of God are connected to a spiritual father, that there is a sense of legacy. There will be a sense of purpose. There will be a sense of destiny in those spiritual sons or spiritual daughters, and we've seen that reflected in my spiritual daughter's life. So, you know, praise God. You know, I was greatly encouraged to see that day. And, you know, I continue to see the fruit continue to come to pass. I still see the people that she won to the Lord continuing to come to the church, and just a variety of great things take place after that, David.
Amen. Now, you know that Pastor Mike's a great mentor. And I want Pastor Mike, if you go ahead and just give him your information to contact you.
Sure, sure. There's a couple of ways you can reach me. You can email me at freedomintl1@aol.com, or you can find me on Twitter at Mike Salazar, or you can find me on Facebook at Mike Salazar also. So there's a couple of number of ways you can reach me. I'd love, if you're in the Houston area, to come and visit us at 1314 West Patton, Houston, Texas, 77009. We have services on Sunday at 10. Our prayer services are on Thursday at 6:45. So we'd love for you, if you're in the general area, come visit us, come hang out with us, and we'd love to get to know you a little more.
Amen. Pastor Mike, thank you so much for coming and being on the station once more with us.
Sure thing, David. Sure thing. Hey, we're looking forward to what God has for us in the future.
Amen. Hey, we got to build you like a mentor page, a website.
We need to.
I'm serious. I was thinking about that when you were talking. I'm like, you know what? If anyone could maintain and really help the body of Christ, it would be a good Christian mentor page. And I think that, you know, with you and the mentorships that you have with the other pastors, y'all probably be able to run that thing in a heartbeat and save a lot of people from going through a lot of stress. Because that,
oh, yes.
Amen.
All right, David.
All right, man. I love you. Thank you. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, David. Take care. Talk to you soon.
God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Amen. That was Pastor Mike Salazar from Freedom International Church. Again, he is doing an awesome job out there in the Houston downtown area. So, again, if you want to find him, you can find him on Mike Salazar on Twitter and on Facebook, Mike Salazar. You can find out what he's doing. Join along. I think he has like 6,000 people following him on Facebook and Twitter. So, or at least on Twitter, I know for sure. And I'm one of the guys that follow him, and he gives some good tweets out there, and it gives you some good information on leadership and stuff. And he talks a lot about leadership and a lot about what's going on. So I'm so grateful that he's committed to Wednesdays with us to help build the leadership portion of this show. And you know how we have the shows divided up on Fridays and Mondays we talk about relationships, Tuesdays about faith, Wednesdays about leadership, and Thursdays kind of our wild card. We talk about outreach, missions, or anything that we need to talk about. And he's able to do this. But yes, want to reiterate that how he just was. I want to give him a big, you know, hoorah, if you would say, for how he's leading and bringing mentors through, bringing people, brothers and sisters, his sons and daughters in Christ, and making them stronger. Making them believe more, making them know what they can do and reach their potential. And he's dropping mantles on them as he goes, and they're out there doing God's work. It's important that pastors, that you do have a mentor. It's important that you do have a spiritual father, that you do have someone in place that can keep you accountable. I think the biggest problems that we have throughout the history of the church is that our accountability, when we go off, we go off. When we make a mess, we make a mess of things. And we didn't get to touch that material. We're going to cover that tomorrow, and I keep teasing you with it. But we're going to touch it tomorrow. There's too much to jump into right now, but it's basically a couple of stories I'm going to read to you and give you some insight to. And we'll take care of it tomorrow and knock it out and stuff. But just want to give you our address. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Our email address is david@revmedianetwork.com. You could also reach me, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. Giving you some programming news. We have Pastor Mark Field's latest sermon on church streams on our website. So if you go to our website and you hit church streams, you can go to Benton Pentecostal Church, hit Pastor Mark's player, and it's going to be playing. Last week he was talking about, I believe, was the road to temptation, and this next one is the second part to that. So I don't remember the title right away, but it's going to be there. It's going to be online. Hopefully by the end of the day, I'll get that taken care of. Actually, within the next few minutes, I'll have it loaded up, so you'll be able to do that. And the archives will be caught up. Apologize, but I did not feel like sitting in front of my computer with my leg all bent and twisted like it was. I did go to the doctor last Thursday, and they did take x-rays. Apparently, I hadn't broken it yet, because if I did, I guess they would have called me back. I'm not a fan of doctors, but I know, of going to the doctor. I'm a fan of doctors because I love my doctor that takes care of me and stuff. And he's a great man of God, and I love his practice, and I love how they take care of my kids. But I just don't like going most of the time, like anyone. But, yep, I'm going to get those archives edited today and put on there, and hopefully by Friday they'll be all online. And keep an eye out for midwatchwiththerev.com. It should be up hopefully by the end of this week. It's already been built. I have to just add some archives to it, which I'm going to do as well. Friday, I believe, or I'll probably do it this next weekend. But I know that all I'm trying to do is make sure that we have everything readily available for you, that you can listen to anything you want. Whenever our signal's out and you can't hear it, we're usually 99% up all the time on our streams. But if our streams are not happening, then I want you to be able to know that you can go through our site, go to the host pages, and it has the most current shows loaded up. It's just probably a week off right now, but I'll get it on there. And then we'll also have Dana's shows, and they're loaded up, and they're ready to go. And you can hear what you're hearing online all the time if you just go through our host pages. But we also have the stream, the live stream that's going. We're getting a lot of people coming in and a lot of people listening. So another program note is we're going to be having a relationship show once a week. On these shows, they're going to be actual on the TV online. So they're going to be video, not only audio. So you're going to be able to see the relationship shows. And those are going to be like a half hour of shows. And the Survivors is going to be half hour, and so is Midwatch. So we're going to be recording these things. Hopefully this will be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday type shows. And Midwatch will be Tuesday. Survivors will be Thursday, and the relationship will be on Wednesday, I believe. So we're working on all this stuff, trying to make things happen, trying to put together the best things that we got for you, trying to make sure that you have the best quality entertainment in the Word of God. Again, I'd like to thank our guest, Pastor Mike Salazar, for calling in and being a part of our show. I'd like to thank everybody that continues to listen to Midwatch with the Rev and continues to listen to our program regularly at the times that we have it, between 2 and 3. And that is our whistle for the day. So, my friends, till next time, listen to us online here 24/7 on Rev Media Network. This is your host, David Yannins, the Rev, on the Midwatch. We'll see you next time on Midwatch. God bless you.